Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Bradley, David, Nikita, and Coulson are in the bathroom pretending to record a podcast.
Hello, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Welcome back to On the Sofa with me, Jack P. Shepherd, and Ben Price.
It was good. I thought you were going to go into sort of languages from around the world.
No.
Hello, hola. Here we go. So what day is it now? What day are we on?
We've done the eviction. Straight off the eviction, Gary's first one out, which I'm devastated about. I'm devastated.
The big news is Coulson's got a bed.
Well, we're assuming that's what they do. Unless they've watched our Instagram and we've given them an idea and they're going to go, no, we'll just take a bed away.
We're taking the bed. Coulson, make your way to the wheelie bin. I didn't even get the wheelie bin. I didn't really get that.
It looked quite comfortable, that bin.
It looked very comfortable. They had seats and they only did an hour.
Two words, didn't they?
What for?
It was a small apology, wasn't it? It was a piss poor. Went down like a damp squid.
It must be very intense being in there. Coulson's done well. I think Coulson's done very well. He's navigated. Did you see him at the time when it was all kicking off, drying up?
Did it? Just took himself off.
Took himself off. I'm just going to dry up. That's what I'm doing. I'm cleaning, I'm drying.
Which is bollocks, because both me and you know
he
never does any fucking washing up or drying up.
No. So he's obviously worked it. We know that because we know him really well. And I've looked at him and gone, yeah, he's pulled straight to the drying up. Never done it. Never done it. Just leaves it in the dishwasher to dry. But yeah, he's got his own bed now. That's it. There are grand plans of Coulson sharing a bed for 3 weeks have gone. Gary's out. Lauren's in.
So now he's got a double bed to himself, hasn't he?
Now he's got a double bed. Coulson didn't even get a nomination.
No.
They don't see him, do they? They don't see he's pulling up on the outside, I feel, for Coulson. He's keeping out the way.
He's being nice, isn't he? That's what he's doing.
He's being nice.
He's going around. Coulson. Yeah, I think Louis and Sharon, were they talking about him saying he's coming into his own a bit more, is Coulson?
Did they say something like the Corrie guy?
Yeah.
It's funny, there's sort of like a thing where they almost insist, everyone insists on not knowing his name.
They've never heard it before, Ben. We've heard it for a few years now, but it did blow our minds in the first year or two.
I don't remember spending days getting it wrong. I don't remember days moving around different places around the country and getting it wrong.
I don't mind it. I quite like it. I think it pisses you off, doesn't it?
It does a bit now. You don't mind it. I feel for him. Because it'd be dry after like 3 days, you'd be like,
yeah,
oh, come
maybe.
On.
Maybe.
They called you Jock or...
Yeah. I suppose.
I tell you what it would be. They call you Dave.
Yeah.
Dave all the time. They don't call you Jack, they call you Dave. They call me Nick. And you're like, all right, we've got the gag. So he's doing very well. I'm very impressed with Coulson. At the moment, he's navigating the really big waters. Mm. That argument was big. It's obviously heightened in there now, isn't it? We've obviously got to a point where everyone's on the edge.
Well, we had that big crying session before, didn't we?
Yeah. I couldn't work out what that was. What was it, a retreat or something?
Yeah, some sort of yoga retreat or something.
Yeah,
you had to get a bit spiritual, didn't you? I mean, they were all crying.
But we didn't see Coulson's.
He was blubbering away in the corner.
Was he?
You didn't see him crying.
Coulson?
Yeah. Tears running down his cheeks.
No, we didn't see it, was he?
Because of, what's she called? The Broadway star.
I don't know. Henry?
Alexa. Marisha, producer Henry just said. Marisha. Marisha was telling a story about, you know, what everything means to her, and everybody just broke down, lost the plot. Coles did the single tear down his face. I mean, I've been acting with him for years. He's never once been able to do that.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Can we do it again?
So it was genuine. He wasn't putting the tears on.
Well, it must be intense. It looked to me like it's intense.
I think it's funny how quick, you were saying this the other day, how fast they must forget they're on fucking TV.
Yeah.
Louis and Sharon in that bedroom chatting about Simon Cowell and like how he's had a stabbed her in the back, didn't he?
Yeah. But they've obviously forgotten.
Yeah. Because to them, they're in a hotel room, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and they're just sat on the bed, ready to go to bed. That's all they're doing. And I think that's all that conversation with Louis and Lauren was about the bloody oranges that night. Because, again, same time, they just sat on the bed, and she's gone, well, I think it might be her because she hates me. She's literally said it as a passing comment like that.
But that's the game, isn't it? Big Brother's pulled it. That's the game. Yeah. Big Brother, when that starts, you're like...
Yeah.
But what's strange then, though... is you've heard someone say your conversation and you've thought, I've remembered now. They tape everything. Yeah. So maybe I won't say anything else.
Yeah, I know, but it's tricky, Ben.
But you carry on.
It's tricky.
It's the nighttime chat, isn't it?
It's the nighttime chat. We've all had a couple of Proseccos. Do you know what I mean?
You brushed your teeth. You're on the loo having a little chat.
And you can't see the cameras.
I tell you, after a while, it shreds my nerves. When that girl, Lauren, read out that letter, it just shreds my nerves. I can't watch it. I can't watch it.
I'd have done what that Bradley did. I think he's called Bradley. He just pissed his pants. He just pissed his pants and just pulled his T-shirt over his head.
It's just so awkward. So awkward. You'd be scared. I'd be scared.
Talking of scared, when Gary went out, did you see his face? Petrified.
Yeah.
Petrified.
Yeah.
Because you hear the booze and you think... Oh my God, they've got cabbages. They've got cabbages. I know that's all I'm thinking. Coming down that plank. Get out, loser. I know,
it's terrible because you go in with that, like 4 days ago, you go in with a and then 4 days later, you come out of an alternate reality going, What have I done? Like, I wonder if he thinks that. I wonder if he thinks, poor guy. I don't know. I wonder if he just thinks, I mean, maybe all of them. Maybe that's the thing.
But he's the classic case of he reads something online or in a paper or one person and he believes it and he thinks the whole country hates him.
Oh, so he's gone into...
It was in his head. He's going, I'm the national villain. I was like, I don't think you are. I don't think many people know who you are. Don't beat yourself up. No one's saying all this about him. I don't think it was that bad.
It's quite a thing though, isn't it? I bet each person, it's when they hear that on that live thing.
Yeah.
When they hear the audience reaction, that's the bit where you're like, oh.
Yeah, but then you go out and it's 12 people.
Yeah. And then it's over in 5 minutes, isn't it? And everyone goes, it's the game.
We'll save cabbages for when Lauren comes out.
But then you just be knowing now...
They'll boo anyone. They'll boo anyone.
That's the game,
isn't it? Didn't someone come out once? I can't remember. I think it was a Big Brother once, back in the day. They booed the winner. It got down to the final and the winner came out and they booed them. It was just a thing. They booed everyone. I remember that. And he came out thinking, what the fuck is this? I've just won.
I've just won this shit. It's Ben and Jack joint winners.
Boo.
Awful.
Everyone.
No, not our winner.
Oh, it was funny.
Oh, I think it's hard. I think it's a hard. It's a hard show there late at night.
Oh, yeah.
In the morning.
Oh, just, yeah.
Because then you know you're up for another eviction, don't you?
Mm.
You know you've done one. You're up again.
Mm.
Or are they going to trick everyone?
They'll rattle them off now. What is really? Well, they've only done one in what, the space of a week, and there's like 2 weeks left.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. They're going to get absolutely
10 days or something left. They've got
one a night.
You watch.
Hooray! Boo.
Yeah, it'll ramp up.
So before we, we haven't got time. Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we came in to this arena of the Big Brother house, me and you stepped out of the studio for the podcast, didn't we?
Yeah.
Made a cup of tea while Coulson practiced him being in the diary room saying the nominations. But the nominations were for me and you and why we would be up for nomination.
I see.
He was voting for us. If we're in the house, Coulson's got to vote both of us. And he said why he'd nominate each one of us. So I think Henners is going to play that now so we can hear it for the first time.
Hello. So my reasons for evicting this person is, firstly, the person that I'm choosing to evict tonight, sadly, is Jack P. Shepherd.
Ooh.
And my reasons for choosing to evict Jack is that he is always late. He never knows what time we are recording. He always has to ask twice.
Yeah, that's true.
And he, this is the big one. Yes, he brings sweets and snacks, but he always eats them. Yes, he's the person who brings them, but he's not very good at sharing. I would say I would get 3 sweets to his 8. So, yeah, unfortunately, it's Jack that I'm going to be evicting.
He's absolutely right. He's absolutely right.
You can't argue with that. No. I think he's right. He's actually got all of the points perfectly.
I'm not always late.
Sometimes
I am late to the podcast. I'm not late at work.
You're not late at... Let's just clear that up now. Clear that up. You're never late at work. No, we know that. I don't think you're that late to the podcast. You do always forget what we're meant to be doing.
Yes, that's
when we're meant to be recording.
That's true.
I'm probably not much better. Coulson remembers.
For some reason, he remembers. It's amazing.
He remembers. He's got it in the bag there. Sweets... He's got a point. You bring sweets, you scoff them.
But I'm eating them for my energy.
Yeah, you're eating handfuls.
Yeah, so that I'm hyper, so that I'm performing.
You're eating tamfastics, constantly.
I'll have a bag.
I think that's fair. If I saw that on the nomination, I'd go, fair.
Yep, take it.
Fair, get rid of him. Boo. Now, he must have done one for me, I reckon.
And my second vote is Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I'm nominating Ben for eviction is because Ben once made a shepherd's pie for me. And it was by far the worst thing I've ever eaten in my entire life. he microwaved the sweet potatoes and then he mashed them up. And by the time I was eating it, it was still hard.
Oh.
And when I confronted him on the shepherd's pie, he took it very personally.
Did you?
And he got very offended. And that was the last time he ever cooked. And being in a house with someone for 3 weeks who doesn't cook just isn't ideal. So both reasons, as the boys I'm sure will point out, are to do with food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true.
Yeah, good point. He's right. I didn't cook again for 3 years. He's entirely right.
Yeah.
I made an absolute pig's ear of the old shepherd's pie. I wanted to do sweet potato because I thought, I'm going to do sweet potato, be a bit health conscious, whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't cook it properly. I mashed it into lumps. It was awful. And we'd only just moved in together.
Oh, so it's first impressions.
First impressions. I thought, oof, I'll show him a good housemate. For the next 3 years, he cooked and I cleaned up. I think he's got a very valid point. Yeah. Funnily enough, I'd vote me out.
Yeah, 3 years not cooking.
Yeah, bad that, isn't it? But I cleaned.
You cleaned.
I did all the cleaning.
There you go.
But yeah, 3 years no cooking. It's not a great housemate, is it? I think he's got valid. I think the audience would struggle with the vote for us two there because both are good. Do you know what? I'm going to throw it out there. I think it's a double eviction. I'd get rid of us both.
Mm.
And then we'd have a massive booze as we left.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it'd be great.
But then I'd join in. I'd join in.
Yeah, ooh, go, yeah, like boo. It's, yeah, boo. It's like Canto. Yeah, boo, 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 yeah. You. Ooh. Yeah, I'd love it. Yeah.
Cartwheel.
Jack and Ben, can you cartwheel out? Can you cartwheel out the house?
Yeah.
The nominations always seem to make sense when it's relatable to actually something that's happened.
Yeah.
Like if someone says, look, they don't look like they're having a good time or whatever.
Gary was Sharon's, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Sharon put Gary up. That was the only reason he was nominated.
Oh.
So he was nominated because, well, he couldn't be nominated by the house. It was just a one singular Sharon's vote, and then audience went, yeah, fuck him. It's terrible.
Oh, dear. Crikey, I'm worn out. That's only 1 week. We've got two more, Jack.
It's so fun. But Louis, please keep Louis in, for God's sakes. For God's sakes. He's worse than a fucking sewing circle. I love him. Absolutely love him. Hates them all. Hates them all. Then he says he loves everyone.
Yeah, but maybe Louis's playing the game. Maybe it's just a game.
Ben, he's forgotten where he is. He thinks he's on the X Factor. He thinks he's judging people's talents. That's what he thinks he's doing. He's lost his mind, and it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Well, join us again.
Right, we're going to have a bit of a break, actually, from this, aren't we? Because it's a lot.
Yeah.
We can't do it every bloody day.
We can't do it. We're not in the house.
No, exactly. So we'll be back, should we say Tuesday?
We'll say Tuesday. We're going to have a break over weekend. Yeah. We're going to watch Mondays.
Yes.
Record that Monday night. So it's going to be out probably Tuesday, late Monday night, early Tuesday morning.
Yeah, yeah.
We're on the go then. But join us. Join us. Please join us. Night.
Night.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.